Vukile Property Fund has announced that it's secured a 66% interest in Mozal Properties in Iberia. The price tag is said to be some 150 million euros, and the move will see Vukile get greater exposure to the Spanish retail property sector. It believes Spain has greater potential among its country peers to grow at a rapid pace. Well, my colleague Rek van Niekerk, he caught up with Vukile CEO Lawrence Rapp.
Lawrence, thank you for joining us. This is a pretty big transaction. What was your international exposure before this acquisition?
All right, thanks very much, and thanks for having me on the show. Prior to this deal, Vukile offshore exposure was sitting at 30%. It was reported at year-end at 25%, and that was in March, and then we did another deal was closed in May. So that pushed it up to 30%, and that will now move up to about 47% offshore.
That is pretty significant, but you're buying four shopping centres. You know, I tried to do some research into the value of local shopping centres to give some perspective. For example, the Mall of Africa was valued at around 5 billion rand. So this is significant, but can you just explain or, you know, tell us exactly how big these centres are and how strategic they are?
Sure. So, look, we're ecstatic with the deal, obviously. You know, we've made a strong commitment to Spain. We've grown very quickly there and built a really good business with, you know, top quality management team on the ground. This deal came along. It's four assets. They are sizable assets. They're dominant in the areas that they operate in. We're actually buying from Unibail Rodamco, who's, I think, the largest property company in the world now following their Westfield deal. And these are assets that are maybe smaller in their life, but very large in ours. So the largest asset we're buying is the El Faro Center, which is in a city called Badajoz. It's got a GLA of about 43,000 square meters, and that's worth about 157 million euros. So that's a very large property, you know, even in the context of South Africa. There's one in a place called Cadiz, that's also a dominant shopping center, no competition. And then there are two sort of more convenient centers, one in Seville and one in a city called Valladolid. So these are really high quality assets, great finishes, great tenant mix, and as I said, dominant in their markets.
43,000 square meters, which local or South African shopping center would fit that bill?
So a couple of interesting comments. You know, the one is, I'm not sure that size is always the best indicator of a good shopping center. I think you can make centers too big, and tenants tend to oversize, and then they want to sort of cut space back. It's very difficult to find the tenants to fill centers of that size. Another comment, though, you know, in the Spanish market, what's a little bit different is not you tend to not always buy the full shopping center yourself. Often the supermarket, for example, will own their own property as part of the shopping center. So something like El Faro has got a hypermarket version called Hipercor and El Corte Inglés, which are owner occupied. What we're buying is the 43,000 square meters. But to try and put it into perspective, we've just opened a new mall. We own 25% of that in Springs. That's 45,000 square meters. We've got a 30% stake in a mall in Torrendo called Tavani Mall. That's 50,000 squares. And then the Vukile flagship in South Africa is East Rand Mall that we co-own with Redefine. That is, in fact, 70,000 square meters. So the size of these assets doesn't detract from the dominance that they have in their market and the very strong tenant mix that they carry. Mm. And just to maybe elaborate on that, you know, 92% of the income in these centers comes from national and international tenants. So when we talk about a blue chip tenant mix, this is the best that one can get.
I'm looking at a graph from Trading Economics, which suggests that the Spanish economy grew by 0.7% in Q1, which is lower than the around 2% of the EU. Obviously, this could be an anomaly, but do you expect strong economic growth flowing from Spain relative to the rest of the continent?
Yes, I think the forecast for Spain is to grow at around 3%. Based on sort of all the various macroeconomic research that we read in Spain, coming, you know, a large part from their banking sector there. And that is ahead of the Eurozone, which I think is coming in at about 2%. So certainly if you look the last, say, 3 years, Spain has outperformed EU GDP growth. And all the forecasts we're reading from multiple research houses is indicating that they are, you know, set to outperform the Eurozone.
The South African business, are you looking to expand locally in the near future?
We are. I think that's a very important message. So that Vukile has not lost interest in South Africa. We are still very keen to invest money here. We're keen to grow. We believe we've got an unbelievable team in South Africa, very strong asset managers, and a really great portfolio that we've put together. The challenge we've had over the last couple of years is finding assets. So I think what you're seeing is that most people, most investors in property feel that retail is in fact the sector to be in, which means that not many people are selling their assets. When we do see an asset, we think the pricing expectations are maybe out of kilter. And, you know, we're very focused on doing value-enhancing deals at Vukile. So we are continually looking for deals. If we don't see, we don't do. But if we do see them at the right price and the right assets, we certainly have got an appetite and would like to do the deals.
We're currently seeing several construction companies really struggling. Basil Reed and the Liviero Group, they are in business. Rescue Group 5 and some of the others are exiting the big, you know, construction projects as they do not actually see any contracts in the market. How would that impact, you know, not only Vukile but other REITs as well?
Well, we actually see it strangely in a positive light. Because, you know, one of the issues you've seen in South Africa over the last number of years in all sectors, but retail, you know, also had it, was an oversupply of product coming to the market. And when that comes to the market, that tends to drive rentals down. If we're starting to see a contraction of new projects coming to the market, and I think that's the pressure being put onto the construction companies, what that means is that supply is going to start drying up. And if you end up with excess demand over supply, pricing power then moves into the real estate sector. So, you know, whilst it's never nice to see a sector of the economy under pressure, I do think that the consequences of that might, in fact, you know, if my analysis is correct, be positive for the property market, because it will mean really just a shrinking of supply of new product and hence, you know, maybe more pricing power coming in.
Thank you so much, Lawrence. That was Lawrence Rapp. He is the CEO of Vukile.